This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you magnificent bastard.
Yeah.
You went and got yourself hitched.
That's right.
This deep dive is for you, our freshly engaged listener.
Uh-huh.
We got your notes about wanting some no-bullshit advice on how to plan a wedding that's as badass as your love story.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to sugarcoat shit.
Nope.
We're diving into the trenches armed with real talk and enough sass to make your grandma blush.
That's right.
You ready to fuck shit up?
Let's get this party started. You're riding high on that engagement bliss, and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But before you dive headfirst into the wedding planning abyss,
okay,
let's talk strategy.
Right. Don't let anyone rush you into wedding planning mode before you've even had a chance to show off that rock and bask in the just engaged glow.
Yeah.
This is your time to celebrate, goddammit.
Exactly. Take a million just engaged selfies, pop that champagne, and for fuck's sake, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Maybe even sneak off on a mini moon to revel in the afterglow before the real shitstorm hits.
Mini moon, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who needs a honeymoon when you can have a mini moon every other month?
Oh my.
Screw saving it all for one big trip.
Hold on.
Sprinkle that shit throughout the year.
Whoa, hold your horses.
What?
Mini moons are great, but let's not forget about the actual honeymoon.
Okay.
That's still a pretty damn important part of the whole marriage thing, don't you think?
Fine, fine. One big-ass honeymoon, A&D, a bunch of mini-moons.
Okay, there we go.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind to the immediate aftermath of the proposal. You gotta tell people, right?
Right.
We're living in the age of social media where everyone's screaming for attention.
Yeah.
So how do you announce this shit? Do you go full-blown Instagram influencer or keep it low-key and personal?
Look. While that Instagram announcement might get you a ton of likes, remember, your real VIPs deserve a heads up before they find out through some filtered selfie.
Yeah.
Pick up the damn phone and give them a call. It's about respect, you know?
Okay, fair enough. So you've basked in the glory, blasted it on social media or not, and maybe even endured your aunt's third degree interrogation about when she could expect great grandbabies. Now, let's talk about that sparkly symbol of your commitment, the ring.
Yeah, it's not just a pretty bauble. It's an investment both financially and emotionally.
Right.
So let's get real about protecting that shit.
Yeah, you don't want to lose a diamond that size.
Yeah.
First things first, get that sucker sized right and insured. It's not about being paranoid. It's about being smart.
Couldn't agree more. And while we're on the topic of practicality, let's talk about something many couples dread: the budget.
Ugh, the B word. Who wants to talk about money when we're supposed to be floating on a cloud of love?
Ugh, I know, but...
But yeah, you're right. Ignoring it won't make it go away.
Exactly. Before you even think about Pinterest boards and floral arrangements, sit down with your partner and have an honest-to-God conversation about how much you're willing to spend on this shindig.
Okay, money talk done. Now comes the fun part. Envisioning the wedding of your goddamn dreams. Big bash or intimate gathering destination wedding. Or keeping it local. What's the vibe, people?
Don't get swept away by the Instagram-worthy weddings you see online. This is about your vision as a couple. Are you barefoot on the beach, folks, or more of a chandelier and champagne kind of duo? Figure that shit out together before you even look at venues.
Preach. It's your day, so make it reflect your badass selves. Okay, I know this might be a buzzkill, but we gotta talk about the date.
Yeah,
I know it seems early, but trust me, having a rough time frame in mind makes everything else smoother.
Absolutely. This is where being flexible can save you a shit ton of money. Think about it. Off-season weddings often mean better deals and less competition for venues.
Right. Who needs to conform to peak season price gouging anyway? Now let's inject some fun back into this. How about an engagement party? A chance to celebrate with your crew before the real wedding madness begins.
I think you mean a chance for you to get shit-faced before the real planning begins.
See, what happens at the engagement party stays at the engagement party, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But seriously, it's a great way to celebrate with your people. Plus, you can test out your bartending skills and see who can handle their liquor before the big day.
Okay, jokes aside, it is a good opportunity to kick off the celebrations and introduce your families and friends. Just make sure it reflects your style as a couple. No need for a stuffy formal affair if that's not your thing.
Agreed. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty vendors. Photographers, videographers, DJs, that magical fairy godmother who somehow makes everything look perfect. You get the picture.
Haha, yeah. These folks book up fast, especially the good ones. If you have your heart set on a specific photographer or videographer, don't wait until the last minute to reach out.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
Get your asses in gear and lock those key vendors down ASAP, especially if you're getting married during peak season. You don't want to be scrambling for someone to capture your I do moment while your Aunt Mildred is already hitting the open bar.
And speaking of keeping things on track, let's talk timelines, baby.
Ugh, timelines. Sounds about as fun as getting a root canal.
Yeah.
But I guess you're right. We need some kind of structure to keep this shit show from going completely off the rails.
It's not about creating a rigid schedule that sucks the joy out of everything.
Right.
It's about having a general roadmap to keep things moving and ensure you don't forget any crucial steps.
All right, fine. We'll play your little timeline game.
Yeah.
But can we at least make it a drinking game?
Oh, God.
Every time we hit a milestone, we take a shot.
You're going to be blackout drunk before we even get to the venue selection.
Worth it.
Oh, my God. All right, you love birds. Welcome back to the deep dive. In part one, we covered the basics from celebrating your engagement to nailing down those early planning steps. Now let's get real about the shit that most couples tiptoe around.
Oh.
Family drama, guest list politics, and the pressure to conform to traditions that might make you want to scream.
Oh, hell yeah. This is where things get juicy. We're about to unleash some truth bombs about navigating those tricky family dynamics and building a wedding that's authentically why you, even if it pisses off Aunt Mildred.
Buckle up, Buttercup. First up, family expectations. You know, those well-intentioned but often overbearing suggestions from relatives who suddenly think they're wedding planning experts.
Ugh, don't you get me started.
Uh-huh.
It's like everyone has an opinion about everything from the dress to the goddamn napkin rings.
Oh, it's great that your family is excited, but remember, this is your wedding, not theirs. You don't have to cave to every demand or compromise your vision to please everyone.
Exactly. It's your day, your rules.
Yeah.
If Aunt Susan wants a five-tiered cake with fondant roses, and you're more of a let's eat cake straight from the pan kind of couple, then fuck the fondant roses.
Well, it's important to be respectful of your family's opinions. Don't be afraid to set some boundaries. Have an open and honest conversation with them about your vision and explain that while you appreciate their input, ultimately, the decisions are yours to make.
And if they still try to pull that guilt trip bullshit, remind them that a happy couple makes for a much better wedding vibe than a resentful one forced into traditions they don't give a shit about.
Word. Now let's tackle another potential landmine, the dreaded guest list. This shit can get messy fast.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like trying to solve a goddamn Rubik's Cube blindfolded while juggling chainsaws. You've got limited space budget constraints and a whole lot of people who think they deserve an invite.
Before you send out those save the dates, have a serious conversation with your partner about what kind of vibe you want for your wedding. Do you picture a raging party with all your college buddies or a more intimate gathering with your closest family and friends?
That's right. Decide what kind of atmosphere you want to create and let that guide your guest list decisions. And don't be afraid to be a little ruthless. If someone wouldn't make the cut for your average Friday night hangout, they probably don't need to be at your wedding.
Once you've established your guest list philosophy, it's time to get practical. Create a spreadsheet, use a wedding planning app, or whatever the hell works for you, but keep that shit organized. Track RSVPs, meal preferences, and any other details that will save you headaches later on.
And speaking of headaches, let's talk about the RSVP game. It's a goddamn obstacle course of late responders, plus ones who magically appear out of nowhere, and people who change their minds more often than their underwear.
Set a clear RSVP deadline and stick to it. Don't be afraid to send a gentle or not so gentle reminder to those stragglers. Remember, you're not running a charity here. You're planning a wedding.
Damn straight. Now on to something that's hopefully a little less stressful, finding the perfect goddamn dress. This is where you get to unleash your inner fashion icon and rock a look that makes you feel like the baddest bitch in the room.
Don't get sucked into the pressure of finding the one. There are a million gorgeous dresses out there. Explore different styles, try on things you never thought you'd like, and most importantly, choose something that makes you feel amazing.
Fuck yeah. It's your day to shine, so own it. And remember, tradition is overrated. If you want to rock a black wedding dress, a jumpsuit, or even a goddamn pantsuit, go for it.
The point is to express your personal style and feel confident as hell walking down that aisle. And speaking of walking down the aisle, let's talk about the ceremony itself.
Ugh, ceremonies. Don't they usually involve a lot of awkward standing around while someone drones on about the sanctity of marriage?
Not if you do it right. This is your chance to make it personal, meaningful, and maybe even a little bit unconventional.
Right. Who says you have to stick to the same old tired vows and readings? If you want to write your own vows, have your best friend officiate, or even walk down the aisle to a heavy metal song, do it.
It's about creating an experience that reflects your love story and your personalities. Don't be afraid to break the mold and inject some fun and authenticity into the proceedings.
Hell yeah. Now let's move on to the party portion of the night, the reception. This is where you get to let loose, celebrate with your loved ones, and dance your asses off.
It's all about creating an atmosphere where everyone can relax, have fun, and celebrate your love. And let's be real, good food and drinks are essential to any kick-ass party.
No arguments here. Feed those people. We're talking delicious, eats flowing booze, and maybe even a late-night snack bar to soak up all that tequila.
But it's not just about the grub. Think about the entertainment. Do you want a live band to get the party started? A DJ who can spin all your favorite tracks? Or maybe a karaoke machine for some epic sing-alongs?
Oh my god, karaoke.
Yeah.
We need to add a karaoke clause to our wedding contract.
You're going
to
make me regret this entire episode.
Don't worry, I'll make it up to you with a killer duet. But seriously, think about what kind of entertainment reflects your style and will keep your guests entertained.
And don't forget about those little personal touches that make your reception unique. Maybe you have a signature cocktail named after your pets, or a photo booth with props that represent your shared hobbies.
Those are some good ideas. Make it personal, make it fun, and make it memorable. Now let's get real about something that often gets overlooked, the emotional roller coaster that comes with planning a wedding.
This shit can be stressful. Between juggling family expectations, managing vendors, and trying to stay within budget, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and lose sight of the joy.
Yeah, no one warns you about the emotional toll this whole wedding planning thing can take.
Mm.
So let's talk about self-care, baby.
This is crucial. Schedule in time for yourself throughout the process. Go for walks, get massages, meditate, whatever helps you de-stress and reconnect with your sanity.
Don't let the wedding planning monster consume you. And remember, you're in this together. Lean on your partner, communicate openly, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
And if things start to feel really overwhelming, don't hesitate to seek professional support. A therapist or counselor can provide a safe space to process your emotions and navigate the challenges of wedding planning.
Okay. That's it for part 2 of our deep dive. We've tackled some of the trickier aspects of wedding planning, from family drama to guest list nightmares.
But remember, amidst all the chaos, don't lose sight of what truly matters, celebrating your love with the people who matter most.
All right, you wild lovebirds. We're back for the final round of our wedding planning deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, from those blissful early days of engagement to the nitty-gritty of guest lists, vendor wrangling, and dodging family drama like ninjas.
Now it's time to talk about the main event, the culmination of all your hard work and planning, the wedding day itself.
Hell yeah. This is where all your badass planning pays off. It's time to soak up every goddamn second, celebrate your love and party like there's no tomorrow.
Let's be real. Even the most meticulously planned weddings can have their hiccups. The key is to stay calm, embrace the unexpected, and remember that it's not about achieving some picture-perfect Instagram fantasy. It's about celebrating your love, damn it.
Damn straight. So how do you actually enjoy your wedding day when you're also trying to manage a million moving parts and make sure everything runs smoothly? Because, let's be honest, I'd probably be a stress case running around like a headless chicken making sure the caterers haven't poisoned the canapés.
First things first, delegate. You've spent months planning this shit, so trust your vendors, your wedding planner if you have one, and your trusty crew to handle the logistics. Your job is to relax, have fun, and focus on what truly matters, marrying the love of your life.
You mean getting to the open bar? Kidding. But seriously, delegation is key. I'm all for letting the professionals do their thing while I focus on looking fabulous and enjoying the party. Speaking of fabulous, let's talk about your wedding party. The VIPs will be by your side throughout this wild ride.
Choosing your wedding party is a big decision. These are the people who'll be your support system, your hype squad, and your partners in crime throughout the day.
That's right. Surround yourself with people who bring the good vibes, who can handle your pre-wedding jitters, and make sure you're well hydrated, with champagne, of course. And don't forget to show them some love. A thoughtful gift or a heartfelt thank you goes a long way.
Now let's talk about one of the most anticipated and sometimes debated moments of the wedding day, the first look. This is that magical moment when you and your partner see each other for the first time in your wedding attire, and let me tell you, it can be an emotional roller coaster.
Okay, I'm going to be real here. I'm not a fan of the whole first look thing. I'm all about that dramatic reveal when I walk down the aisle and my partner sees me in all my bridal glory for the first time. It's about the drama, baby.
I get it. Some couples prefer to stick with tradition and save that first look for the ceremony. Ultimately, it's a personal choice and there's no right or wrong answer. Do what feels right for you as a couple.
Exactly.
Oh.
Now, let's talk about the ceremony itself, the heart and soul of the wedding day. This is where you exchange vows, make it official, and seal the deal with a kiss that'll make even the most cynical asshole believe in love.
As we mentioned before, personalize this moment. Make it a reflection of your unique love story. Write your own vows, incorporate readings that resonate with you, or choose music that makes your soul sing.
And remember to breathe. It's easy to get caught up in the emotion of the moment, but take a moment to pause, look into your partner's eyes, and really savor this incredible experience. You're getting married, motherfucker. This is a big deal.
Okay, let's fast forward to the reception, the party you've been waiting for. It's time to let loose, celebrate with your loved ones, and dance like nobody's watching, even though everyone is.
And don't forget about the food. We're talking delicious, eats flowing drinks, and maybe even a late-night snack bar to soak up all that champagne. I'm talking gourmet grilled cheese mini tacos, maybe even a goddamn waffle station. Feed the people.
You're obsessed with food.
What can I say? I like to eat. But you're right. It's not just about the grub. The reception is about creating lasting memories with the people you love. Give those heartfelt speeches, hit the dance floor with your best moves, and soak up every damn second of this magical celebration.
And when the night finally comes to an end, don't forget to steal a few quiet moments with your new spouse. Take a deep breath, reflect on the incredible journey you've just shared, and look forward to all the adventures that lie ahead.
Damn, that got a little mushy. But you're right. The wedding day is just the beginning of your badass love story. The real adventure starts now.
Remember, this is just the first chapter.
And on that note, we're wrapping up our deep dive into wedding planning. We hope we've armed you with the knowledge, the inspiration, and the no-bullshit advice you need to plan a wedding that's as unique and kick-ass as your love story.
Go forth, be bold, break some traditions, and most importantly, have a blast.
And remember, this is your love story. So make it epic. Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.